The fact is, there's an intolerance in Christianity, and it offends people. In fact, let me tell you something. If you have not seen the intolerance of Christianity and been absolutely persuaded by this intolerant aspect of being a follower of Christ, you know what? You have probably never really come face to face with true Christianity. That's just a reality. Because the Christ of Scripture stands alone. Absolutely. You know what Scripture says? There is salvation in none other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We've got to be. His uniqueness has to be preserved. We cannot bend here. We cannot flex. If you think you can find God apart from this Jesus, you're altogether mistaken. You haven't really listened to Scripture. We've got to be intolerant. We can never say God can be known without Christ. That's just not possible. Brethren, we have to be utterly intolerant at this point. Absolutely. And because all true Christians are intolerant at this point, it unites us all. We're united in this. When we come in here, if there's anything we can say about this group of people, I mean, among the true Christians in this place that come together, it's this. We're inflexible about who Christ is. We've got one Christ. He's the one defined in Scripture. He's the one that declares the Father. Philip, I'm the one. Look at me. Now, just I'm going to end with this.
You can hear the full sermon, Jesus is God. Whoever has seen Jesus is seeing the Father, on albionus.com.